Under getting free. Free admission with military ID. Louisiana Fun, Sugartown Suite. Beauregard Watermelon Festival. Thursday through Saturday, June 23rd, 24th, 25th. At the Beauregard Parish Fairgrounds, DeRidder. Visit LouisianaTravel.com. Plan your trip today.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Good evening, my fellow deplorable patriots. Welcome to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. This is John Swisher, a.k.a. the Flaming Conservative, and my special co-host tonight, Clay Cangelosi, from What's Your Passion on WGSO.
Hey, hey, hey. It's good to be back on the radio today and co-hosting here with the Flaming Conservative.
Thank you. I'm glad to have you. We're going to start off with a little prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this radio show. Thank you for all the good people you put in my life. Thank you for this waking up every morning to God's beautiful green American soil. We give you all the glory, thanks, and praise. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now for Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Into the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, before I get started, I want to read this. I got a letter I wrote for my dad. He's no longer with us. Dear Dad, thank you for making me the man I've become. I hope you, Mom, and Shannon are celebrating your new lives in heaven. Until we meet again, happy Heavenly Father's Day.
And, you know, I'd like to throw that out there, too. Wish all the fathers a belated Happy Father's Day out there. If you're a father, Happy Father's Day for, you know, a day late.
Yep. Better than nothing.
Yeah.
All right. My first article tonight is the Paul Pelosi DUI arrest. Okay, this is a press release from California Highway Patrol. On Saturday, May 28th, 2022, at 10:26 p.m., Napa area units responded to a crash that occurred on State Route 29 at Walnut Lane, Napa, California. Upon arrival, Napa area units determined to be a two-vehicle non-injury crash. Number one vehicle, Paul Pelosi, driver of a Porsche, was traveling eastbound on Walnut Lane and attempted to cross State Route 29 when Pelosi's Porsche was struck by a party traveling northbound on State Route 29. Number two vehicle, Lopez, driving the Jeep. Pelosi was arrested for driving under the influence of alcoholic beverages at 11:44 p.m., was subsequently booked into Napa County Detention Center for violation of number 23152A and number 23152B vehicle code. The crash is being investigated by Napa Area California Highway Patrol. Now we get word that Governor Gavin Newsom, the nephew of Paul and Nancy Pelosi, ordered CHP, California Highway Patrol, to drop all charges.
Right. And I want to throw something in there because there is a conflict of interest there, and he got involved in the matter. That's basically, it's a violation of law, what he did.
I totally agree.
Yes.
And I got an article from one of our WGSO All-Stars, the Honorable Josh Bernstein. Okay. Okay. Nancy Pelosi's husband killed his older brother in 1957. Sports car crash report. Nancy Pelosi's husband killed his older brother when he flipped his sports car in California. 65 years before he was arrested over the weekend and charged with drunk driving, newspaper clippings show. Paul Pelosi was 16 when he crashed his car near San Mateo in the early hours of February 22nd, 1957, the Daily Mail reported, citing a local news report at the time. His brother, David Pelosi, was likely strangled by a neck brace he had been wearing due to a previous neck fracture, according to San Francisco Examiner report. Paul, who suffered a broken collarbone in the wreck, called for help after breaking free from his car, the report says. Highway patrolman Thomas Gainley told the local outlet at the time, Paul said his older brother had urged him to slow down in the moments before the crash. This is a bad stretch. Better slow down, David is said to have told his brother. Paul told authorities he tried to shift gears and slow down, but lost control of his vehicle. Oh, I guess so. If you're intoxicated, you're going to lose control of your vehicle. The car veered across the road, bouncing back from a small embankment, climbed 20 feet up another, spun around, and somersaulted stimulously. It ended upside down on the shoulder with both youths underneath. The local report says Paul's older brother was pronounced dead after he arrived at Mills Memorial Hospital in San Mateo. The brothers had been out for a joyride at the time after Paul had picked up David from a girlfriend's house, according to a report. The patrolman says he planned to cite Paul for misdemeanor manslaughter, but the case never made it to court, and the then teen was exonerated by a coroner's jury. Details of the fatal wreck emerged in the wake of Paul's arrest following his alleged drunken crash in Napa Valley on that Saturday night. Paul, now 82, was driving home from a dinner party when he crashed, his lawyer told Fox News. His lawyer said Paul had stopped at an intersection before turning onto State Route 29 when his 2021 Porsche was hit on the back fender by a Jeep. He hit the Jeep broadside. Paul, who has been married to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi since 1963, was charged with one count of driving under the influence and another for driving with a blood alcohol content of 0.08 or higher. Both charges are misdemeanors. He was released on $5,000 bail.
Well, you know, here's the key thing, and I'll tell you about this earlier. The shows use a two-tier system, and we're going to talk a little bit about that later. I know one of the reasons why you had me brought on the show, but there's a two-tier justice system. And the problem is if you, a conservative Republican, if this would have been Donald Trump or Trump Jr. or you know, Rand Paul or Ted Cruz or one of the conservatives out there that did this, or their wives or their children, not only they would still be in jail. I mean, it's if this would have been Ted Cruz's wife or Sarah Palin's husband, they would have been forced to resign. But yet, that shows you the difference that we have. If on a Democrat side, Nancy Pelosi's husband can injure somebody and get away with it.
And she has impeached our president twice on trumped up charges. It's time for them to pay for their crimes. This has got to stop. All you patriots out there, I have the number to the MAD chapter in Dallas, Texas. Area code 469-420-4525. Call that number and they're going to hook you up to the Bay Area, California chapter of Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. We need to get a protest going. Protest Paul Pelosi's house. Protest the governor's mansion and protest the CHP.
Well, also, we need the feds to get involved. The feds should, because the state's refusing to do anything, the feds should get involved, because now there is a there's a conspiracy here. And at the end of the day, this conspiracy, you know, they're letting him get away with murder, basically, in a sense. He's not never
murdered
anybody.
Yeah, but Merrick Garland's going to let him get away with murder.
Well, of course.
But make it be a pain in the butt to them.
Correct.
Okay, we got to go to a break. Matthew from Metairie, we'll call you at the next break. You're listening to Holy Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO, where women get so outstanding. Damaged by Hurricane Ida? Call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration.
I'm Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary word is
fancy poached egg dishes. Most of the egg creations on Brennan's menu were French classics revived by Chef Paul Blanger, the original chef there. It shortly became clear that the ones people liked most were poached eggs, which few restaurants offered in the 40s. Set atop some flavorful food like ham, crab meat, cream spinach, and covered with hollandaise. From that came the endless variations we find today in any restaurant that serves Sunday brunch. The restaurants love such dishes. Few menu items carry as low a food cost percentage as do eggs.
Join us for the food show every weekday right here on WGSO, 2 to 4. See you then.
New Orleans area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Holy Patriotic Jambalaya. Phil the Patriot, are you on? Phil the Patriot, are you on?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, good evening.
It's a great pleasure and a blessing to be on the show tonight. But brothers, sisters, we need to take all this stuff serious. This is a real attack on the United States of America. It's well-funded, well-planned, and they're doing it incrementally a little piece at a time. And we just got to resist and fight back and defend ourselves to the best of our capability. This is not a movie. This isn't The Matrix. This is not The Night of the Living Dead. This is not 1984, The Ultimate Police State. This is real. These people are mentally ill, dangerous psychopath cyborgs. They need to go to jail. I can't understand why they can't arrest them. I mean, unless all these rogue organizations like the FBI, the CIA, and, ATF and all these other people, you know, doing exactly the opposite of what they're supposed to be doing. Why isn't Nancy Pelosi in jail? As a matter of fact, how come it isn't this whole White House in jail? They're the ones that instituted this insurrection, the so-called.
Well, you know what? We need. I'm a little disappointed. Why did Donald Trump endorse Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House? Or is this some kind of plot? Does Trump have another card up his sleve? I want him to be Speaker of the House.
The problem is, you know, if Trump's doing something, he's got something up his sleeve, what he's doing. But at the end of the day, when you have I don't see Trump becoming Speaker of the House. I mean, it's a possibility. It depends on if they nominate him. I don't think he really wants it, but if that's his all-out duty to get back in, I think then he'll take it.
Matt Gaetz wants him to be Speaker.
Well, yeah, you know, but at the end of the day, Trump's got to want it. And, you know, we can want it all we want, you know. I mean, I want Trump to be the President of the United States but it's not. We have, you know, ding-a-ling Biden in office.
Soil drawers Biden.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it's just the end of the day, we want a lot of things, but what we got is what we got. And, you know, and what we get is what we get. I mean, hey, you know, he may not run. There's rumors that he's going to get back and fully endorse the governor of Florida.
Ron DeSantis.
There's word. There's word. They're going to team together. There's so many rumors. We don't know until he announces and he does what, you know, he makes his final announcement and commits to what he's going to do. You hear rumor after rumor after rumor after rumor of what's going to happen. You hear he's going to run. Then you hear he's not going to run. He's too old to run. Then you hear that, you know, well, maybe he's going to endorse DeSantis. You hear him and DeSantis is going to put a ticket together. You know, it's just there's a lot of rumors. I mean, DeSantis never. What's his name? Elon Musk said he'll endorse. DeSantis for governor, for president. So I mean, when it's all said and done at the end of the day, until it happens. We don't know. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen until it happens.
That's right.
Brothers, sisters, these people in the madhouse, White House, they're insane, dangerous criminals. They need to be prosecuted just like anybody else. You or me. If I get a ticket, I got to pay for it, right?
Yes.
Well, you commit a crime, you got to pay for it, right? How come they're exempt? Brothers, sisters, this is...
Because they're demon rats, that's why.
We got to demand to our good governors and our good mayors and our good representatives and our good police officers and our good law enforcement agencies to prosecute these people. Look what they're doing to us. They're murdering us. You know, they have an FBI agents coach people into these terrorist acts.
Hey, Phil, you ready for our first caller?
Right. Hey, can I throw something?
I'm ready right now. Go ahead.
Before we take the first call, I want to throw something in because he made a good point here, and we said this, and I was looking forward here in this petition here. But qualified immunity, guys. They have qualified immunity, but they have it only to do law. It's a legitimate reasons. So to be able to, and I'm looking for qualified immunity exists for obvious reasons, and it has to be a legitimate reason. So qualified immunity does not give them the right to break the law. Qualified immunity doesn't give them the right to take revenge. Qualified immunity does not give them – the qualified immunity was set in place only to protect them from when they're creating laws to keep from getting sued. That's it. That's all qualified immunity was meant for. You know, it wasn't set to give a two-tier system that we have in this government. So go on, jump back, which I was going to say. I'm sorry. I wanted to throw that in there.
Okay. You ready for our first caller, Phil?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. We go to Matthew from the Bissonnette Projects. Matthew, the oil man.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Matthew. So, good evening.
You picked a strange topic to get started with, but okay.
Strange topic, what, the Paul Pelosi arrest?
Yeah, this is meant to be obvious and in your face. It's meant to make you feel hopeless and helpless, and it's to make you feel like a peasant.
And guess what? It's not going to happen because he's not getting away with it. I'm gonna push the crap out of this.
Okay, well, while you do that, you will also notice that the staff from the Stephen Colbert Show, of all things, for heaven's sake, raided the Capitol building Thursday night, and they banged on the doors of the congressional staff. You know that the congressional staff frequently sleep in their offices because they can't find housing in Washington, D.C. And so they're in the offices at night, sometimes along with the congressman, too. Steve Scalise, I think, spent many a night in his office. I think his the sofa in his office is a fold-out bed. And so they made an annoyance of themselves, and they got arrested by the Capitol Police. I am willing to bet you that it will be a big public thing that they will not be suffering the same consequences of the last group of people who made a unauthorized access to the Capitol.
What's your take on that, Clay?
Well, again, you know, because they're liberals and they have their own tier of law, and they do what they want. I think we got to go to break, huh? We got music playing. Let's pick this back up.
Okay, hold on, Matthew.
But you got to come back to me, like unlike the last time.
Okay.
You too, Matthew.
We go into a break. We listen to Holy Patriotic Jim Elia with the Flaming Conservative on WGSO. Stands for Winning Gets So Outstanding. Ciao. River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone, or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com.
New Orleans area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, a.k.a. Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has or diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Despite a court order to submit a congressional map with two minority districts, the legislature failed to deliver. Brooke Thorington has that.
The session ended on day four without any map being approved by the legislature. A federal judge rejected the map passed by the majority Republican legislature in February because it didn't reflect the state's one-third black population. Slidell Senator Sharon Hewitt says it's not that simple.
The Voting Rights Act requires the minority population to be of sufficient size and sufficiently compact so that you can draw a district. And we don't have that in Louisiana.
But Baton Rouge Senator Cleo Fields says the map passed in February doesn't comply with the Voting Rights Act.
The courts have to enforce the law. You know, Stevie Wonder could see that this plan violates subsection 2 of the Voting Rights Act.
In the meantime, the map decision will make its way through the judicial system. I'm Brooke Thorington.
The statewide average price of regular gas now at $4.52, down a penny from last week, but still about 28 cents higher than just 1 month ago. This is news from LRN.
Tiger Rag. Three-time Home Depot Coach of the Year. Two-time AP College Football Coach of the Year. 11 seasons at Notre Dame. Two college football playoff appearances. And now, the head coach of the LSU Tigers, Brian Kelly. Brian
Kelly. What the fadizzle?
I know LSU fans will love Brian
Kelly.
I'm
excited.
Success follows him everywhere he goes. All he does is win.
The winningest coach in Notre Dame history.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there as LSU ushers in a new era on the gridiron.
He wants to win a championship.
His plan to take this program to the next level
is
the same as ours.
Under the bright lights.
Not here to taste success.
I want to be.
He's here to sustain.
On the Broadway stage.
Shows where LSU is as a program right now.
We have a lot of talent and a lot of talent coming in.
Super excited.
I want the fans here early, tailgating and having a great time and filling the stadium and being enthusiastic.
Find Tiger Rag on newsstands and online at TigerRag.com.
River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone, or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, MichelleTCookLA.com. Have damage by Hurricane Ida? Call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration. Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at C. Freeman Enterprises, 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana, 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
Welcome back, Holy Patriotic Jim Elias, the Flaming Conservative. We go back to Matthew from the Bissonnet Projects.
Hey, brother, so you want to pick up back where you left off?
I think we were talking about an unequal system of justice and it being obvious and in our face.
Yeah.
So like I said, these staffers from the Stephen Colbert Project aren't going to get the January 6th prisoner treatment. And I don't think they should. And neither do I think the January 6th people deserve the treatment that they are getting either. I mean, this is just plainly, stupidly ridiculous. I am not one of these people who says, well, you know, how dare they have damaged a window. Well, make them pay for the damn window. Paraded around in the Capitol unauthorized, you know. They'll charge them with trespassing.
Yeah, and charge them with, you know, misdemeanor damage. But, you know, to do what they did with January 6 rioters is just...
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing is just...
I understand our patriots are a lot...
It's designed to make us fearful and afraid to actually activate because of the fact that, you know, people will respond to fear of loss far right. more than they will respond to a possibility of a great gain. And that's just supposed to make us fear loss. Which is a legitimate fear. Who wants to live in a tent?
Right. Matthew, let me throw this in here real quick.
Sure, go ahead.
All right. So this is from my lawsuit, which we're going to talk about a little bit later on. But this was basically what legislative immunity as it is embodied in the United States Constitution applies only to national legislators. In Taney however, the Supreme Court extended this privilege to state legislators for actions taken in a sphere of legitimate legislative activities. Actually, it was also extended to local legislators. But let's look at the word legitimate legislative activities, because this is what the Constitution says. So let's look at the word. The key word in this whole thing is legitimate legislative activities. So let's look at what the word legitimate means. Confirming to the law or to the rule. Another meaning is to make legitimate, justify, or make lawful. So basically, it's a lawful act. A legitimate act is a lawful act. So basically, in the sphere of a lawful act gives them legitimate activity, legislative activity, I'm sorry. So they have to get them, I said that wrong, qualified immunity. So if they don't have commit in a lawful manner or a lawful act, then they don't have legislative immunity. So they can't use that legislative immunity to break the law. They can't use that legislative immunity to go against, and violate someone's constitutional rights. That's the whole part of what the Constitution was written about. That's what the framers put together. The Constitution was not designed to protect the government from the people. It was designed to protect the people from the government.
Yeah, it was designed as a limiting body.
The Second Amendment was
the United States Constitution. Well, the Second Amendment has already been shredded, I mean, by the National Firearms Act of 1934. And by the way, Miller was not a correctly decided decision.
Right.
But the next question you have to ask is, what does that extend to the Louisiana Constitution? Because every state has its own constitution, and who knows what, you know, the Louisiana State Constitution, written by largely Governor, the first Governor Edwards, was a very strange document, which has required almost continuous yearly amending. And it seems to grant a great degree of power to local officials. And so I'm kind of wondering if, every time we vote for these council critters, we're not just electing a demigod.
Right. Well, and that's we're going to talk about that a little bit later for what's happening tomorrow, that we have a big case tomorrow going on, and we'll talk about that. But, you know, it's what does the Constitution say? Who can make laws? Congress, right?
The legislature.
The legislators, the Congress, and in a local in the local municipalities, it's your council people, your local legislators, and so. But here's the key thing: we've gotten so far out of touch where not just Congress no longer makes laws, the Supreme Courts, our courts are making laws now.
No, because the executive branch is making laws.
Yeah, well, the executive branch, but also the courts. The courts are turning around and making laws, and they're basically saying, okay, this is law, and that's it. And they're interpreting something instead of interpreting the law. The courts are meant to interpret the law, not make law. So they're saying that with the whole legislative immunity that they have, and that's the law.
The courts are supposed to strike down laws that are hostile to the Constitution.
Right. Well, they also there to interpret the law when there's a discretion or something there. They're not there to make law. They're only there to interpret what the meaning of the law means. And the problem is they're not interpreting the law. They're making it the law. And there's a big difference by interpreting law and making law.
Well, let's see. The last time, oh yeah, that's right. The Obamacare decision. Right. That was the court rewriting the law from the bench.
Right.
They didn't actually make a law, but they just rewrote it from the bench.
Well, yeah. Well,
where they fee a tax.
Yeah, they basically said this is law and it's a tax and this is what's happening. So I think.
But before I hang up, I do have a bit of a white pill to drop. And that is that in Georgia, it has been ordered, and I'm not entirely clear on who, by whom, that a hand recount of the 2022 election that just took place.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought till tomorrow, Matthew. I got a couple more calls coming in.
Hey, can I say something? Hello?
Make it quick.
Hello. Yeah, listen, I don't understand how these people are not being arrested. Any normal human being that does the things they do should be arrested. They should be stopped. There's got to be some law somewhere in our Constitution that will stop these Nazi medical people and military people from performing a military Nazi psych-up on America. And that's exactly what it is. World War Z.
Yeah. Right, brother. Well,
we got another caller coming in. Jambalaya Rock and Roll Publicity Director, West Bank Mark. Good afternoon, good evening, West Bank Mark.
Hey, how's it going, John?
Hey, brother, how you doing? Long time no talk.
How's it going, Clay?
Good to hear your voice on the radio again.
Yeah, real quick. Looking forward. I know John's got the Lillian Axe drummer's coming on the show next week. That's going to be pretty cool. I know he does a great job of mixing rock and roll with political stuff going on. And, you know, I just wanted to bring, I know a lot of people are talking about the LaToya Cantrell situation.
Yes.
With fight in the bathroom. And, of course, you got the new statue, with the upside down, hair pick with the black power fist at the top. You know, of course, the Aspen Institute and Walt Isaacson funded this. They also funded the removal of the other monuments. You know, it's not LaToya Cantrell per se. She's just a puppet. She's an Aspen Institute member. They're actually having an Aspen Institute meeting at the end of July. So if there's any flooding in, say, Mid-City or whatever, she's not even going to be here for that because they all have to report to their precincts and take their orders for the next step. But I'll say this. Look, and somebody on Jeff's show said it this morning, Raphael O'Neill. She's a very informed guest that Jeff has, and I hope maybe one day, John, you could have her on your show. But like I said, I'm looking forward to the Lillian Axe drummer being on the show next week. But back to what was said this morning, basically something I've said as well. They're letting the crime get out of control intentionally so that they could usher in this facial recognition technology.
Reminds me of the movie I saw in the late 80s, early 90s, Police Academy, City Under Siege.
And I mean, you can let you know, go out there like Tackleberry or something and try to fight it, but it's not really going to work in your favor, obviously. They want everything intentionally to get chaotic. It's happening in every big city. If you look at the...
It could be done if all the citizens band together and fight these slugs.
Well, this is the thing. You're kind of P-I-S-S-I-N-G-ing in the wind, if you ask me, and you're risking your own life. Because this is the thing. We saw the whole world was basically at the exact same time, at perfect synchronicity, with due to somebody drinking some bat soup in China, supposedly. We were all told to take a vaccine and wear a mask, right? So now, let's on a smaller level, we are seeing every big, large American urban center have a spike in crime. And a lot of these leaders, like Jason Williams, LaToya Cantrell, all these, and you look at other cities like St. Louis, Minneapolis, Chicago, all Aspen Institute members. Now, why would they all be pushing at the exact same time for this exact same chaotic crime? Well, because they're all, like Raphael O'Neill said on Jeff Carrere's show, it's a Hegelian dialectic. They're letting the problem get out of control so they could bring in the cameras and the drone technology and the facial recognition technology. Now, in February
of 2022, hold that thought, Mark. Mm-hmm. Hold that thought. We got to go to a break. Hold on, Mark.
Have damage by Hurricane Ida? Call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration. River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com. New Orleans area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana. Need a new roof? See Freeman.
Welcome back, Holy Patriotic Jim Alley with the Flaming Conservative. West Bank Mark, you still there? I think Clay wants to go over something.
Yeah, go ahead, Clay.
You can finish your comment. I was just telling him after you, I'm going to go over a couple things.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm looking forward to hear that. Like I said, look, we're fun-loving people, and I love the way John mixes rock and roll with the political aspect and the agendas of today. You know, next Friday, July 1st, at Southport Hall, there's a Lillian Axe a CD release party and a listening party. It's free, and it's actually a free concert. I know John will be there. I'm going to try to go. Like I said, it sounds like John's going to have the drummer from Lillian Axe on his show next week, so that's pretty cool. But anyway, back to my point, Clay and John. My point is this. If they could organize the whole world at the exact same time the last 2 years to lock down, to take jabs under the threat of not being able to move or work, and a lot of people took it. Now, we've seen, if you look closely enough, Clay, a lot of it was a mirage, right?
Well, yeah.
If people were crying and scared, oh, my God, I'm going to lose my job. I'm not going to be able to go to the same.
For a virus that's 99.9% survivable.
Exactly. It's the vaccine that obviously, you know, I'm seeing more people dying now than ever before. Now, the mainstream Western media is saying everything's fine now, even though I'm seeing, if you just look on social media, if you look closely, like Roddy Piper in that movie They Live, you put your glasses on and you read the truth and you see the truth, you'll see people are actually burying their family members more so now than ever before. Just look at, use your own data. Now, at the beginning of the pandemic, when everybody was fighting over toilet paper, they told us, again, we didn't see it with our own eyes, but they told us there were body bags in the streets, right? But we didn't see it. I told my wife at the time, I said, look, it's a real problem when we start seeing people we know burying extended people, friends, and family. What I'm seeing now is a lot of people, now we went from sudden infant death syndrome to sudden adult death syndrome. They don't, you know. You're looking at Justin Bieber. Now he's got facial paralysis. Of course, he had to take the jab because he's part of that whole Hollywood scene.
Right.
You know, otherwise he would have been, kicked out of Babylon, if you will. But I guess my point is this, and I'm going to listen to what Clay has to say, hang up and listen to the rest of the show. If they could organize the whole world to lock down and mask up and take jabs, they could easily organize about 30 major U.S. cities to have out-of-control crime and have leadership across every city, being from this NGO, the Aspen Institute, and organize chaos at the exact same time to usher in a nationwide police state, a surveillance state, a social credit score system like we see in China now, where if you're not, you know, compliant, you know, because this is the thing. And Raphael O'Neill made a good point on Jeff Carrier's show, and this is something that people need to understand. If you look at what LaToya Cantrell passed in City Hall, they had a ban on facial recognition. Well, they took that ban away. Well, this is the thing. It's not targeting. Okay. If you read the bylaws of this facial recognition legislation, it's not targeting criminals. It actually says in the bylaws and the City Hall mandates that if they do facial recognition in New Orleans Parish, it will also target people who are like health threats. So let's say they deem you like, let's say they do another wave or another. Okay, you're not taking your jab, or you're not putting your mask on.
We got
targeted by the facial recognition. So
we got to wrap it up, Mark.
Yeah. Yes, I'll talk to you later. Have a good night.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, brother. Yeah, you make some great points, and too bad we don't have a lot longer time to get in everything. Which is saying,
my goal is to get a 2-hour show,
right? And You know, what you're saying is 100% truth. And what people don't realize is if you just read the Bible, this all has to happen. It's going to happen. We have no control. The Bible says it's going to happen. It's all part of the new world order, the one world government, the Antichrist, ushering the Antichrist in, and all that. So, I mean, and that's a whole nother part of the show, but we do need to move on because we got to get this part. And we only have about 3 minutes to talk about this, and we have about 10 minutes worth of material to talk about in 3 minutes.
Let's get it on, Clay.
So with that being said, tomorrow's a big hearing, and it's going to be justice needs to be served tomorrow. And at the Jefferson Parish Courthouse, of course, you guys know you've heard my commercials, Clayton Cangelosi versus Jefferson Parish, Clayton Cangelosi versus the Byron Lee, of what happened where Byron Lee took revenge against me last year at the council meeting when I said something he didn't like. And I'm going to just give you a quick rundown of what happened. Basically, I went to the council meeting. I asked for a resolution to get a roadside booth for Valentine's Day. It passed. After it passed, I got up and spoke because I had a grievance. So basically, my constitutional right, the First Amendment, states that I have a right not to petition the government for grievances. Not only free speech, not only right to pray, not only right to religion, but I also, in peacefully assembly, I have a right to petition our government for a grievance. I had a grievance with Byron Lee in the way he handled my resolution process and my permit process. So when I petitioned him at the council meeting and I spoke, he did not like what I had to say. And he said I wasn't gracious to the mere fact that he allowed me to have one location. And I said, who are you to allow me? And when I said that, he then said, let's revisit item number 43 on the agenda and let's cancel it. And he canceled my resolution out of revenge, because he did not like what I said. So I'm asking everyone, if there's listeners out there tomorrow, to come out to this council meeting tomorrow at 8:30 tomorrow morning. We're going to meet at the steps of the courthouse, and we're going to bring your signs. I don't think everybody can come in the courtroom. Bring your signs, come out and petition, ask the government to, you know, just saying, hey, justice needs to be served. Justice for Clay. Justice for our citizens in Jefferson Parish. This is not just about me anymore. If we let these guys get away what they did with me, who's next? This is no longer about Clayton Cangelosi versus Byron Lee. This is no longer about Clayton Cangelosi versus Jefferson Parish. This is about not letting these guys get away with murder. We're not letting these guys. Legislative immunity only allows them to do legitimate legislative duties. Legitimate, meaning lawful acts. Their duty is to pass laws. Their duty is to vote on laws, not take revenge. It must be legitimate. And if it's not legitimate, if it's not a lawful act, then they don't have qualified immunity. That means now we can go after them personally for what they've done. Just like if police officers now could be held accountable for doing what they've done, why not these legislators? They're not gods. They're elected officials.
They work for us. We pay their salary with our tax dollars. And it's about time they realize that and stick it to them. Let them know. Don't cut them any slack.
If we lose this tomorrow, guys, our constitutional rights are on the line. And if, you know, and I know that this is going to go all the way to the Supreme Court, but if we lose this tomorrow, yes, we can. Are we going to appeal it? But at the end of the day, our constitutional rights are on the line. We need to make sure that these courts do their job by not making law, by interpreting the law, and standing with the people in interpreting the Constitution. They took an oath to uphold the Constitution. That's all I have to say on that, brother.
All right.
Tomorrow
Phil
morning.
Phil the Patriot. You there, Phil? Thank you for joining us.
They smile in your face. All they want to do is take your faith, your space, in your place. They smile in your face. They're going to backstab you. Backstabbers!
Okay, my fellow deplorable drags of society, thank you for joining us. Stay tuned in next week, same bat time, same bat channel for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. Ciao, ciao, ciao!
Good night, everybody. See y'all tomorrow, 9:30 at the council, at the courthouse, Jefferson Parish Courthouse.
River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com. Have damage by Hurricane Ida? Call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman.
See the pros at C. Freeman Enterprises, 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Paz, Louisiana, 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
The best place for cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana is The John Mason Show, every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, broadcasting live from the heart of New Orleans, Louisiana.